You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey.
Oh, this is a sad day. There's a man that passed away in Pennsylvania, and he had his obituary. Obituaries are a lot of fun, aren't they? Just never have a normal obituary. You know, you got to have something.
Sounds like a bad month.
Just sounds like a bad... what?
What month is it? Obituary.
Never thought of it that way, Bailey, but I guess so. You're right. Is that right?
Sorry, after, man. I've been taking these CBDs.
Is that after February? Is it before March? When is that? When is
my mind has been expanded with CBDs. All right.
What month is obituary? Where is it? Right after October?
Yeah, no, probably somewhere around the holidays.
Okay. Just after December.
In between December and New Year, when you're broke
well,
or loaded.
This is the obituary for Jeffrey Clayton Regal. This is on a not-so-beautiful golfing day, August 18th. Jeffrey Clayton Regal left this earth to finish a long-overdue game of golf. His wonderful husband, uncle, brother, and son, in his smiling way, he had a kind word for all. Was always saw the best in everyone. He did have one request, Jeffrey did, as his final wishes. New Jersey man asked for 8 Philadelphia Eagle football players to work as pallbearers, because he was a big Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. In a last jab at his favorite NFL team so the Eagles could let him down one last time. Boy. Remember that viral video we saw yesterday, that guy slapping the dude in the casket? I think an Eagles football player would do that to him.
Owed him money.
That will slap this man! That will slap him!
Oh my god!
Slapping in the casket. I love it.
You know, they.
That's some.
Those Eagles fans.
Some real gang stuff right there.
And those Eagles fans are.
Whole lot of gang stuff.
Those Eagles fans are brutal.
Yeah.
They're same fans that throw snowballs and rocks at Santa Claus.
Yeah. They're awful. They're awful people.
So, what a great final jab, Jeffrey Clayton Regal. Kudos to you. By the way, his obituary picture, him sitting by the lake with a bud in his hand. It's a way to do it. We've got our first victim for the eclipse staring at the sun situation. And it's none other than Joey Badass. A rapper that was quoted on Twitter as saying, "Guys, I'm going to stare at the sun." He said on the 21st that he looked directly into the solar eclipse without any eye protection. And then a day later canceled 3 upcoming tour dates. At times I thought we never make it. Joey Badass, whose real name is Jovan Virginia Scott, seemed to brag in a series of tweets about not wearing any eye protection whilst staring at the solar eclipse. What's devastated? His sight. They don't know. There's rumors out there that he may have burnt his retinas, but they don't know yet. He has not been seen, but he has canceled his upcoming tour dates. Many people were
more
critical.
Like Joey Dumbass.
Many people were critical of Scott, suggesting that because our ancestors did something, therefore it must be okay, especially considering the overwhelming insistence from eye care professionals to wear protective glasses. Just a day later, Scott tweeted to announce the cancellation of 3 opening performances with their Logic's Everybody Tour, which is great. Due to unforeseen circumstances, my Cleveland, Chicago, and Toronto shows have been canceled. It was not immediately clear if Scott's brazen sun gazing had anything to do with the show cancellations, but that did not stop social media and all the Twitter users from making the connections themselves. People are like, "You looked at the eclipse, didn't you, bro?" Joey Bad Eyes is what they call it.
Joey Bad Eyes.
Hashtag Joey Bad Eyes quickly became a new moniker of the rap star. See what?
That'd be great if he had to wear glasses, man, like Stevie Wonder.
He needs to get a collaboration with Fetty.
Yeah.
Got one eye between them.
Go one good eye. That's the name of the album. One good eye.
One good eye. Stand directly in the sun, kids, can cause serious damage. Not just on the solar eclipse day, but any day.
Every day.
And I was actually having an intellectual conversation with someone that's very smart. And I was like, well, there is a reason you can look at a sunset. And he's, no, don't look at the sunset. No, you can look at, as the sun is touching
the horizon,
you can look at the sun, not for long periods of time.
Because you're not really seeing the sun.
Correct.
You're seeing a reflection.
Exactly.
Right.
It's an optical illusion. So that, and that's why it's a different color, and you can see it, you know. So I don't want to science you, but Joey Bad Eyes will hopefully get back on his tour. We'll hope that he does make it, and hopefully he's not too devastated. And all I
ever took was patience. You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey. Download the latest podcast on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at 3B Radio.